Blog Talk Radio.
See your motion picture. Blog Talk Radio. Sometimes we get emotional. Things that we be going through. A way to get it out without sounding clowny is overdue. I go in the vocal booth, but that's just a chosen few. You don't gotta suffer from love issues, there's hope for you. You stuck in the homie zone, don't know the rules. Relationship ended, you need closure soon. Or you trying to spice up your sex life. We got Jet Set Jazz to help you and maybe show you moves. And victorious will interject with intellect in case you go from friends to sex to lovers, or you get rejection, or you feeling disrespect and don't know how to deal. We ain't judging, we just touch on subjects. We know how you feel. Call in. Got our host game so official. It's deep even when we playing. You know it's called the emotion picture, 'cause you can see what we be saying. Tune in.
Hello, good night, peace, good evening, and welcome to the Motion Picture Radio Show on this Sunday. And I am one third of the triumvirate. I think that's the word. My name is Victoria, and I'm happy to be here. Happy to be here. I wasn't here last week.
You weren't?
Yeah, nah, we.
Oh, man.
Now you know what? You know, I was there, but I wasn't talking. But I was there though. I was there.
Oh, okay.
And I believe you were there in spirit.
Yeah, I was.
I was actually back in the studio, man.
Okay.
Yeah, I wasn't doing rap. Boy
had a girlfriend. I'm retired. I was like 8 to 9 years.
Yeah, I was in there. Actually, working on some R&B stuff that I'm co-writing, so. You know,
okay.
Blah, blah.
Now, you got to let them know who you are, though, because people don't really believe in.
Yeah, Shaw Stimuli. Right. Brooklyn, New York. That's it.
And it's not just two women. I mean, two men and two in the room. Last night. We have the lovely Jasmine, Jet Set and Jasmine.
Good evening, guys. I'm here. Hello, Shaw. Hello, Vic. How are you tonight?
All good.
Where are you now?
I am in New Jersey. I am. I'm making my way up to Brooklyn. I think I'll see you tomorrow.
You will? Now, wherever are you seeing you tomorrow?
Tomorrow, we are going to be at the Fat Buddha in New York City for our panty party. Yes, 212 Avenue A at 7 p.m.
7 p.m. sharp.
And, yes, connect the dots.
Connect the dots, yeah. So if you have been to one of our Connect the Dots parties, whether in New York or Brooklyn or Atlanta, you know how we get down. And we'll be getting down for a good cause tomorrow.
Yeah.
And we're going to be in support of the Center Against Domestic Violence in Harlem. And if you come through, just bring by some new undergarments, the ones like a fanny or toiletries or whatever, so we can then deliver them to the woman, the courageous woman over there at the Domestic Violence Center. Right, so come on down. Again, that's Fat Buddha, 212 Avenue A, that's between 13th and 14th Street in New York City. Oh, and BJ, you're like this, y'all. BJ will be Uncle Ralph McDaniels of Video Music Box.
right.
Yes. We also have some great giveaways.
Some giveaways, right? Yeah.
Giveaway.
Comedy album of the late, great Patrice O'Neill, courtesy of one of our former guests. We have the best guest, a former guest, Fonda Carla Brown. So we got to get her back on here. I heard she's doing some acting now.
Yeah, she is, actually. She was going to come tomorrow, but she's headed to Atlanta. She's doing some in front of the camera and behind the camera work.
Okay.
So looking forward to, everybody check her out. Fonda Carla Brown, and again, come early, 7 o'clock tomorrow, and maybe you will leave with the Patrice O'Neill unreleased CD.
Oh, somebody.
Yes.
But, funny because our former engineer, Olu, he also does sound for television productions, film productions, and he told me that he saw Fonda Carla on the set that he was working on 2 weeks ago. He's everywhere. You can't really hide from him.
Okay. Why do you still be talking about Olu? Ugh.
Well, Olu's still connected. Once you family, you family.
To Vic.
Oh.
Right.
Hey, I didn't have a chance to talk about it on the last show, but we did. We had a great show the last show. But I had a chance to hang out with Shaw in Atlanta.
Yeah, good time.
Yeah, we did have a nice time. Shaw is a great host, so if anyone's going to Atlanta, be sure to hit Shaw up. He'll take you to go and get very interesting haircut by Bear. Long story. Follow us on Instagram for the documentary of the bear hunting haircut. But good time.
You're twerking with the bear.
I did twerk with the bear. I get to see both of you guys in, close to the same month, so I am very happy about that. But tonight, do we have our role model romance? Are we talking about some celebrities?
I think we do. I think that we have something.
I know Onikwa's out. She's traveling today. But did she send us something?
I hear she did. I heard her theme music just now. So why don't we just let it rip? Superstar, engineer, producer, Chastity. Let's hear what Onikwa has to say.
Sorry I couldn't make it with you tonight, but I wanted you guys to still catch up on the role model romance segment this week. So this is what's been going on. Future has surprised Ciara on her birthday Sunday with the wedding proposal, and of course she said yes. The couple posted photos on Instagram of the engagement ring, and it is a huge 15-carat rock. Y'all, it looked like Kim Kardashian got some competition now. The couple has been dating for about a year. I follow Ciara on Instagram. She shares a lot of pictures of the relationship, and they both seem to be genuinely happy. So shout-outs to them, and we wish them the best in their future. Be sure to follow me on Instagram at onib_. Thanks for listening. Smooches. Aw,
that one is cute.
I didn't know Future and Ciara were even going together. Like, when did this happen?
I don't even know who Future is.
You know who
you don't
is.
Know Future.
Time,
no,
don't throw a shot. Every time we say something about Future,
yeah, she does
act
do that.
Like you don't know who he is. And you know he's Haitian too. So stop playing.
Yep, you do know that. And then you saw Future.
Who
was he
with
before? Like,
I'm looking him up right now.
He wasn't with you.
But you always do that. And then you look him up, and then you be like, oh, he is cute.
He's cute.
Like a Haitian.
Yeah, I like him like that. Yeah, sure.
What?
You know who the Future is.
Why are we always talking about him then? Was he with someone else
the
last role model romance?
He's always been with Ciara.
Has he? Okay.
How long ago has this started, Sean?
It's been a couple of years.
Really? I thought Bow Wow was with Ciara. Did I make that up?
Yep. They did a song together.
Don't that make you with that person? People don't be just
more. They get smashed. It's not like... he's in love with people.
Oh, okay. So they're in love.
Yeah.
Okay, well, like Onigo said, we wish them the best. Great.
Yeah.
What are we talking about tonight?
We're talking about Kerry Washington on Saturday Night Live doing her thing.
How was it? I didn't see it.
She did. She got busy. And if I get a hall pass, they're going to damn.
Like she's pregnant, you know.
Whoa, she's pregnant.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's the best time.
Yeah, it is. 8 months
right.
Strong, you'll still go for it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Leave no residue.
Before we go any further, who's she with?
I don't know.
It's a black guy.
I don't know. Do we have a fact checker? We don't have a fact checker.
Huh? Okay. I could check it out.
All right. Let us know. Who's smashing Carrie?
Yeah, that's the Onika's assignment for next week. So, hold fast. So, that was a brilliant segue by Shaw. Today's show is about hall passes. I didn't know this was actually a thing. I call it.
Oh, she's with Nnamdi Asomugha. My bad. Sorry.
Oh. Who?
She's with Nnamdi Asomugha. He's a cornerback in the NFL. I forgot they were together.
Oh, a football player. Okay, cool.
Yeah, he sucks, though. But go ahead.
Was it thinking good also with a football player? Or did I make it up? And I mean, not now. I know she's with the pastor now, but before, wouldn't she? Then?
I don't know.
Okay. I think you should have told me something to that effect, but maybe that.
I don't know.
Secret. Anyhow,
so we're talking about hall passes tonight. Yes.
What is a hall pass?
Well, a hall pass is an imaginary pass or permission slip granted by one spouse, boyfriend or girlfriend, I guess husband or wife, to go out socially with friends. That's one way. I don't know why one would need a pass to go out with their friend, but that's one definition. I guess it depends on the relationship, right? And the other is used for a permission given by your lover to fool around with another person outside of your relationship without your partner. So I think that's what we're leaning a little bit more towards tonight. A hall pass to fool around without your partner.
Now, by fool around, you mean who's talking about? You say
well,
fool around. You got to be very
explicit.
I think if these things, you know, they go haywire, we're not really clear about, you know, I said fool around, not such a dick. Like, you know, so what does fool around mean?
Yes. Well, we'll talk about that in a little bit. Those words can be very confusing, and so can fool around. You're absolutely right. So with the hall pass, it'll have very specific, you'll have a specific agreement as to how far you can go with, you know, whoever this person is that you desire. Now, we'll talk a little bit about the difference between a hall pass with a celebrity, like how you're talking about Shaw. Like, sure, you can have a hall pass with Kerry Washington. That might be easy for your significant other to give you because the chances of you meeting Kerry Washington may be slim to none. Maybe. Not for you, Shaw, but, you know, the average guy. Right. However, hall pass can also mean it can be an open pass, meaning you can fool around, do you, have sex with, or do anything that would normally be considered cheating with anyone. So that could be, you know, you're feeling like you're out having a good time and you have a hall pass. Maybe you get one once a year and you want to use it on the girl at the bar. You have all rights given by your partner to do so.
Right.
Yeah. What do you guys think about that? Is that definition, is that kind of in line with what you think when you say, I want a hall pass for Kerry Washington?
Yeah, that's about it. I mean, if I'm married, though, I wouldn't do it. I just throw that out there.
Okay.
I'm corny like that.
Vic, how about you?
Yeah, I'm with that. I'm with that. Like,
you with the hall pass?
Funny. Yeah, you know, I had a situation where there was a certain celebrity singer, and, you know, like, basically, I went into the relationship, like, look, this is what it is with this particular person, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm two ladders away from stalking this particular celebrity. I'm saying, you know, if it happens, you know, whatever. She was like, cool. But, like, I think, Sha, like, because the classic music that we created together was not, like, either, I guess we were on interviews, but it wasn't, like, out there like that. He could be sleeping after the connection.
Right.
Whereas, it, like, you know, I know a lot of people. So the particular celebrity, there was, like, I had two connections to that person. One was through a cousin, which I didn't know, and another one was professionally. And I actually ended up seeing the person in a after hours reggae spot.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I would say this, like, before you people hand out hall passes, don't hand them out thinking it's never going to go down. Because chances are, if a man or a woman gets that, like, if you're in a relationship, let's say Jazz, and you're told you can go ahead and bang Idris Elba, it's not like you're going to be chilling, you know what I'm saying, and not looking for Idris Elba. If you see him, or if you have a connect towards him, which I think Sha does have a connect to Idris Elba. So, ladies, if you need that connect, yeah, I know you do. If you need that connect, you can dial 323-657-1479, and you can start your bidding towards Sha to get that Idris Elba connect. Allegedly. But, yeah, you know, so you're going to try to get that whole patch. You're not going to just live your life for the next 2 years not getting that loophole. So, just be careful. Make sure you really mean it. Don't say it if you don't mean it.
Well, I will, to piggyback on that, the reason why I said I wouldn't do it is because, similar to what you're saying, I had that experience where I had an R&B singer. I was like, oh, I'm all gaga over. Then I bought my man crib as a producer, and he's on the video chat with her. And he, like, introduces me, and I'm, like, staring, and she's like, oh, he's cute. And we start, like, you know, a little banter. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? And then it all of a sudden, like, it becomes normalized where this person is just a person. You know, she wasn't looking too great at the time. Like, she was in her crib. She didn't care. And not that it took the wind out of it, but it was just, like, I wouldn't build up some R&B singer or some actress as my hall pass and have that be reality. I think a more realistic one would be someone from your past or a coworker or something like that, you know, somebody that's in reach. Not that I would do it, but I'm just saying I think that's a little more realistic for people to kind of conceptualize that, you know.
But
so what y'all want with that?
Most people, though, I'm not sure if – that's a great idea. But I'm not sure if people would say, okay, well, you can go ahead and do one of your exes, just don't do Beyonce. Like, I think that most people, I think exes may be out of line.
Off limits, you think?
Yeah.
What if it's right before a wedding? What if it's like...
Well, you know, I think the trouble with exes or people that are local, like, or a coworker, is because of the potential to actually build a relationship or another emotional or resurface an emotional connection with that person.
Okay. I agree.
Yeah.
Well,
doesn't mean you can't
but
ask.
That would be cool right before the wedding.
Yeah.
Now what if you just don't name the person? You just say, I just need, you know, one per quarter. Like, don't worry about
per
who it is.
Quarter?
I don't know what it is. Per quarter, yeah. Like,
each season. Really? That's...
No, I'm...
What if it worked both ways, though?
What's that now?
What if it worked both ways? What if she said the same thing?
Mm-hmm. Well, it's interesting that you guys mentioned that, because there's a Nets player. I don't know how to pronounce his name. It's like Andre Kirilenko or something like that. And, Kirilenko, okay.
Kirilenko.
His wife gives him a hall pass, you know, whenever he's out on the road on tour. And but the pass thing is, like, you know, it's not like if I'm on tour you can, or if I'm, you know, on season I can go out there and do anybody, and you could do the same while you're home with the kids. Like, it's only for him. And her rationale behind it from what we understand, is that as long as she, you know, like the more freedom he has to do what he wants, the less likely he is to take advantage of it. And he agreed with that, that he has it, but he's not planning to do anything. It kind of takes the fun away from it.
It does.
So
yeah,
then he does it and doesn't tell her, like, you know, like, does that kind of put back the excitement in getting away with something? Like, you have the hall pass, but you still use it, like, deceivingly? I don't know.
Whatever.
How's
the room thing is different,
man.
Would you?
Deceivingly?
I don't know, man.
I mean,
well,
it depends. I guess it depends on what your agreement is, though. Don't you guys think, like, I don't know, like, if I had a hall pass, I probably wouldn't want to be like, oh, honey, I'm using my pass tonight, and then come home and be like, while I was on pass, this is what happened. And, you know, we talked about a few shows ago, I'm not that big into sharing back what I do, but that might be a part of the agreement. Like, would you want to know if somebody had a pass once a quarter or twice a year? Would you want to know when that time of year is? Or
no. No.
No.
Would you want to tell your partner, or would you like? Would you be even like, nah, I don't even want to do no hall pass, nothing, because I don't want the potential of having a, you know, like, ask permission from you?
No, listen, man. If you watch, Baz, have you ever seen the Carmelo Anthony or Lala, like, Lala show or situation? Like,
mm-mm.
I mean, even if you watch any Basketball Wives, anything, Love & Hip Hop, where there's a entertainer on the road, or a basketball player, it's like an unspoken pass. Like, these guys are traveling. I'm sure they're not loving the chicks they're dealing with, but at some point, it's like, yo, I got the hotel room. There are women that are going to throw themselves at me. They probably just, you know, they're going to get the nut, and the wife knows what it is. Like, she may pretend she doesn't, but it's like a permanent pass.
So, you know, we're not talking about the unspoken. Would it be better for that wife, like this guy? Yeah, the arrangement, the agreed upon.
I'm sure it's spoken, no. I'm sure they just say they don't bring nothing home. Like, that's the whole password.
Yeah, it is. There are some spoken, I'm sure. More than we know.
For me, in that type of situation, I would just be like, don't be caught on camera and all that other shit. Don't be raping no girls in the room. Don't bring no shame to our family. Do what you're going to do. Protect yourself and be quiet about it.
And that is all hall pass got to be.
That's
I would say don't fall in love either, because, you know, dudes be paying tuition,
right.
Man. They just get caught up. But I wouldn't give a chick no hall pass.
You wouldn't give one?
No?
But
what if your wife
what if your wife was, like, you know, like, definitely in love with you, but she has, like, an insatiable appetite for, I don't know, some particular star, and she's just like, honey, I know that without your permission, I'm going to cheat on you, so, like, please just give me permission if I ever am in the same room with...
I will cheat on you? What is this?
Like, basically, okay, so if your wife comes to you and is just like, you know, I have this incredible crush on someone, a celebrity.
I know a girl like that. She has a crazy crush on Method Man. And she went to his show and, like, went backstage, and she didn't do nothing, but I can imagine that situation where it's like, if her husband was to be like, yo, you got it, you could do your thing. Like, it would probably go down. But for me, are you asking what would we do?
Yeah. What would you do? Because I know you're saying, like, you don't want to give a girl a hall pass. You don't want one. But, I mean, this is the perfect woman for you, minus this thing. And she wants to kind of clear the air with you before.
I think you lost that. But basically, she was saying that she's just letting you know. But I don't think that Jazz is really saying the girl was asking. She was just saying, hey, look, I'm sending this.
No, she's asking. She's asking.
Is it really asking, though? Or is it really saying you can get down and lay down?
I mean, listen, man. I pray that I would not choose anybody that has those tendencies. I went out with a chick years ago, and we went to a show. Fabulous was performing. And she was, you know, she got close to the, you know, wasn't he wasn't even that big. This is like 01, 02, but, you know, and I wasn't dealing with Shorty Heavy, but, you know, she started asking him a few questions, you know, giggling, whatever, whatever. And I knew she had a crush on him. So now, you know, I went to high school with Fab's managers, so I'm sitting there looking crazy. And I ended up leaving her there. Like, that's just how extreme I am when it comes to that situation. Like, I don't want anyone remotely close to groupieism.
Right,
so if that's the case, I'm gone. So if somebody says that to me, I'm spooked. Like, I'll be honest.
Yeah.
It's bigger than just you having a crush on a celebrity.
Right. Yeah, you know, you bring that up. This is probably going to be sent over to another show because I've had a similar story with Chris Webber.
Wow. That's crazy.
Yeah, it's like back in the day. It's how back in the day it was. I had organized SWV album release party for the second album. I think it's called Use Your Heart, the second album. And this was out in Atlanta the first time. So the SWV party, you know, everybody obviously had a crush on Chris Webber. But,
yo, is he a heartthrob,
you know,
or something? Because I've run into that as well.
I don't know, man. He's an original tall, dark skin ball dude. I don't know what it is, but they was all feeling Chris Webber, you know, back then. And you know, I'm there with my lady at the party. You know, we worked hard. Now we're enjoying the party. And I was young. I was young. So we was holding hands in the party. It was young, like 1920, whatever.
It's all right, man. It's
all right. So I was a baby. I didn't know what to do. You know, she held my hand and I grabbed it, whatever. But Chris Webber was in the house, and her homegirl,
right.
I'm gonna throw her on Kaia. You know what I'm saying? Like, let's go Chris Webber. So Shorty like let go of my hand. You know what I'm saying? And ran toward the direction and shit like. 5-6 steps. She was traveling 5-6 steps until she realized what she was doing. So, I'm sorry, whatever. So, you know, we'll leave that story right there. But it's like when you when you are in a certain industry or you have certain surroundings, like you said, like it ain't just like no pie in the sky shit. Like, you know, if you with me, you're finna see Fab, you're finna see a goddamn, you know, Red Cafe or East Double.
Mm-hmm.
You're finna see that person. How are you going to be reacting, you know what I'm saying, in that particular, you know, situation? So I definitely feel you with that. And I definitely, fellas, don't bring no girls around Fab, fellas. Don't do it.
Yeah, I'm out. We throw groovy tendencies, I'm gone. I don't care who it is.
I think Fab brings those out, Joe.
Anybody that's with you has groovy tendencies anyway, Shaw. So what?
Actually,
you know what? That was a compliment.
Bim.
Wasn't it?
It is a compliment.
I mean,
but I mean, like, it's not unusual for someone to, you know, to like a celebrity. Usually it starts with physical appearance, right? You know, so someone might think like, oh, you know, he's a good-looking artist. I saw him perform. He has great stage presence. I like his work. I'd really like to know more about him. I mean, just because someone meets you through your industry, it doesn't mean that they're a bad person and can't be attracted to you. So pretty much you.
Not at all.
Right?
Why
is he a groupie? Say it again.
No, you said anyone that does this show has groupie tendencies. They're not a bad person. And I don't.
Right, because he's basically saying, like, anybody who shows groupie-type tendencies, like the girl who was, you know, looking at the Chris Webber or whatever, or this hypothetical situation we're talking about with meeting your celebrity crush, that's him. Like, Shaw is a celebrity in his own right and meets women.
Yeah.
So if you date one of them, then you can't say that you don't want to deal with anyone with groupie tendencies. Your wife
will have
groupie tendencies.
Nah, that's why I would choose someone that doesn't meet me in that realm. That's how I do.
Finally, please,
like, she don't know you from that realm, but she did her research. She know who you are.
Yeah, she might.
You know, I feel like talking about someone that I don't know. Like, is it a person you're talking about? I better.
Nah. We ain't talking about no way.
But she's like, trust me, she know. I know she know. But I guess it's
so
another
show. But, okay, so, Vic, I have a question to you. So you saw how this girl reacted over Chris Webber, right? But earlier you were talking about you having a particular celebrity crush that you are relatively close to connecting with. And, of course, the feeling is mutual.
No, ma'am. No, I said that they were – I do have connection to that person, and I saw that person at it. I was ready to talk, but I did not speak about anything before I
Okay, so it's not impossible for you to be in this person's presence. It may happen again. You had a cousin's christening, and this celebrity person may be there. And maybe you'll be a little starstruck.
You're going to do it once, though. But go ahead, though. It's not good.
Okay, so and say she's feeling you. She's like, oh, you know, let's dance to this, you know, soca number. You know, and you're not too starstruck. You get it. You know, dance. And she's like, oh, I'd love it if you escorted me back to my hotel.
Yeah, well, I'm a gentleman.
Well, how would you?
I'm a civilized man. I ain't no savage. You know, where's the hotel?
Okay, but I'm saying, like, how would you want? Oh, saved by the bell, son of a bitch. All right, go ahead. Let's let the caller in. We're going back to this though, because I think you guys have double standards that are not cool.
I said that I would also allow my person to do the same thing. I said I wouldn't want to know. That's not double standard.
Okay, you just wouldn't want to know. But you did feel some kind of way when your lady friend became very excited about Chris Webber.
Oh, when I was with my lady friend and she let go of my hand and she go to Chris Webber. That's a whole different level of disrespect. You know, when it's a
so-called
I was speaking on. If I'm with my lady at the After Hours Ricky Club, and then I say, oh, shit, okay, excuse me, because my phone is on. You know what I'm saying? I grabbed it by the waist to get the next. Now, that right there, that would be disrespectful. So, you know, that's a whole different thing. So I just need that chicken from record, please, and hold the same thing.
Right. That was a similarity in our story, that we were there.
Yeah. Shorty was with Shaw, and then was in Fab Air. Like, so what you be doing, Fab? Like, you know, that's reckless. There's a way to do that whole Fab, and it's not in the person's face. Like, you know, if you out in the world, you know, on a road or whatever, or Shaw said at work, and you're something that you just feel as a human animal, you just need that to whatever. Yo, knock it out. You know, you human. Knock it out. Do that. I don't want to know about that. But, you know, don't make it a habit. And, you know, we expressed on the polyamory show, like, there's certain things I'd rather you not do. You know what I'm saying? And don't disrespect us. And don't kill me with your blood. You know what I'm saying? And that's that.
What?
You know what I'm saying?
Once he put that thing in her mouth, V, that's disrespect. I'm sorry.
No, but you can fuck each other, but you're not going to exist. That's just, you know, do me that solid right there.
Gosh, the rules.
You know,
I mean, I just feel like
if you don't want me eating out Beyonce, then don't fuck each other. It's like, it's a compromise right there.
It's no double standard for me. I'm saying no all the way around. I don't want it.
Yeah. I don't want it. You don't get it. Yeah, I don't know. I wouldn't want that kind of hall pass. Like, if I'm going to meet my fantasy person, I don't want to be limited. Like, you know, I have this one chance with this person, but, man, I can't show you all my skills because I'm only allowed to do this, this, and this, and I got to be home before dark.
Well, you're just a freak nasty.
See, no judging on the emotion picture. That is not fair. I said if I had a hall pass, I didn't say I was just going to go out there and do it, but I want it to be worth it.
Would it be on camera?
I don't think so. No.
Okay, so you
that would be disrespectful. It depends.
We got a
caller.
We have a caller.
Okay.
Yo, can y'all hear me?
Yeah, who that?
Yeah.
It's Osonic. What's going on?
Ain't nothing, man. Just calling in, listening in on the show. Another great topic.
No, I'm feeling what y'all are saying, you know, about the fans. You know what I mean? A lot of people have these celebrity crushes, you know. I don't have a celebrity crush per se. I have a local celebrity crush, a local celebrity in the neighborhood crush. You know what I mean?
Hello. That's what I'm talking about.
That's what I'm talking about, too. So it's really real when you bring that up to the table, you know what I mean? Now you could have your Chris Webber, but I got Jessica from around the corner. She's my crush, you know?
From Kitchen Ave?
Huh?
Jessica from Belmont?
Say that again?
I said Jessica from Belmont, you need me up?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, you know? Like, you know, like, where do you draw that line, you know what I mean? Like, you know, what if you're not really into celebrities, you know?
And that's why I said it should definitely just, no names, just give me times a month. You get one a quarter, you're good. Don't worry about who she is.
That's a lot, though, man. A quarter?
The average man, well, all right, Paul, I'm sorry, man. I was saying, a lot of dudes who ain't down with that, and we're looking at girls' eye and say, nah, baby, I don't want to hold fast. It's fucking three girls a quarter. Let's keep it funky.
Right.
So, you know, I'm trying to sanction the action, you know what I'm saying, for men to no longer be in the darkness. So I don't think that one a quarter is a lot at all. Because a girl will be like, baby, it's okay. Just let me know. He's like, nah, I don't want nobody. And then he would turn around and do it anyway, so... You know, my thing is not to do anything but be realistic and just kind of have a little bit of order to the whole thing. You know, so like Jazz said earlier, like it may be fantasies with someone like the caller said that's local or celebrity, you know, but this, I'm not going to wow the fuck out just because I, you know, I can. I'm still going to respect, you know what I'm saying, my relationship. You know, I'm not going to do everything that, you know, there's some things got to be sacred with my woman, you know what I'm saying? And that, I'll have to keep it that way, you know what I'm saying? So that's me.
So that makes sense. And I think, you know, that the hall passing is bordering on open relationships. I think when you start getting closer to home, you know, and you stop talking about celebrities and you start talking about, like, you know, people that you have real life access to, and then, you know, it goes from, well, yeah, or even, and I'm going to look at the drawback, like, well, you say that it's okay for me to, you know, sleep with Chris Webber, but it's not okay for me to sleep with Chris Thomas, you know, at least you know this person, and or know of this person, so I think that it can get a little sticky, and then, say it again, Vic?
You can put Chris Thomas, I just don't want to know.
Well, I do know a couple. They are a same-sex couple, two women, and they both travel a lot for work. And they have their agreement. They're not necessarily in an open relationship either, but they allow each other to engage with other partners as long as it's out of town. Like,
yes.
Meaning.
Yes.
And the other thing for them is that they still – or I think maybe one of them, I'm not really sure, one or both, still have physical attractions to men. So, you know, they're in a complete lesbian relationship, but physically, from time to time, they want to be pleased by a man. So it's okay for them to engage physically with a man. Yeah?
It's how she worded it. The whole complete part. Not really completely.
Lesbian. Well, okay. So I guess the way that, I mean, they identify themselves as being lesbians. But, like, for example, people that are in lesbian relationships, they still use dildos and stuff like that. Like, that physical sensation doesn't go anywhere.
Big, right. But you said
a
man.
Yeah. So.
Lesbian relationship completely was if you had a man there.
Okay, I guess. I mean, if he's just being used for the physical component of it. But, like, for them, again, they're not in an open relationship. They have their hall pass, so to speak, when they're out of town. And it, from what I understand, their limits are with men because neither one of them feel threatened by that.
Mm.
They say so.
And look, I'm sure they're listening, and that sounds a little groovy. And I have presented with that as well, and not only out of Brooklyn Hall Pass, but an out of a certain region Hall Pass. So those actually are cool too.
Those are real. Out the country.
Those are real.
And that, I know a lot about like out of the country passes. Like that happens a lot. People go to DR and go crazy.
I can see that, but the world is like, it's getting smaller and smaller. So, you know, you meet someone overseas and you still be chatting with them when you back home. Yeah.
That's all part of it. Like when you sign the whole pass, you know these things are possible. When you sign the whole pass, thing is going to be a one-time deal. You never know. So just know that it could develop into something more. It's a gamble.
Hey. No thanks. I'm good.
Okay, so we still have yet to change Shaw's mind. No hall passes.
She says that she loves you and everything, but she is like she really, really, really had a crush on Corey Haim, some shit. I don't know.
What?
Right? I'm just saying. And if she ever sees Corey Haim, you know, she has to whatever kiss him. You're gonna be like,
is he dead?
Nah, wait, Corey Feldman, whatever. Corey
nah,
Feldman,
I'm messing with you, man.
One of the Coreys. You gonna say
nah? Yeah. I'm gonna say, I'm out, yo.
Come on, man. What are the chances of her seeing one of the Coreys, and what is so bad about her kissing one of the Coreys? And he got to figure that he got to want to kiss her too. So you'll cast up on your dream girl because of that?
Yeah. Never know, man. You never know.
So you would want to keep all that desire inside.
You said I want to what?
You want to keep all that desire inside. You want her to basically keep that secret from you.
I mean, we can talk about it. We can talk about it.
He is not open to it at all.
Did you put your foot down real quick?
Hey, man. I don't know, man. Maybe it is a double standard. I feel like men have more of that animal instinct, but maybe I'm
you
biased.
Are so wrong.
Okay.
It's just socially Right. It's just socially more acceptable for men to cheat or to play the field or to dip out just a little, or it wasn't a big deal, it was just physical. But women have the same desires, whether we act on them or not, you know.
Well, that's cool. They can have them.
Mm-hmm. They can have them, just not my
girl. I'm just talking about, man, like, y'all talking about boyfriend, girlfriend all day. It's whatever. But why?
Hold on, Shaw. You're telling me that if you were in a relationship right now, she can play this show over and hear you say boyfriend, girlfriend, it's whatever. And can that be like, you know, in a hall pass right there?
Yeah.
She ain't going to marry her if she tried to use a hall pass right now. She
yep.
better not, whoever
she can
do
it.
Don't do it.
She can do it.
So then, I don't know. I think Shadi didn't even believe in having girlfriends and shit anyway. So.
He doesn't.
Sounds like either you're single or married. Like, mean,
you're either
mean
a hall pass
friend.
Or you're not. But to me, I think it's way more important in a marriage to have some flexibility than such restrictions. Whether it's a celebrity hall pass or, you know, every once in a while out of the country, I think in a marriage it's extremely important to have or at least discuss those things. You should discuss them quickly. Who's on?
I tell you what I could do. I'll put on a motherfucking Idris Elba Halloween mask And I'll be that motherfucker.
Okay, role play that. We're getting somewhere. We're getting somewhere. What do we have on the line?
I got disconnected. My bad, yo. Phone back. The crazy Soul Sonic, I'm back.
All right, that's Soul Sonic.
Hello?
Yeah, a friend of mine was saying, you know, I was letting him know about the topic. He's like, if your lady wants a hall pass, you ain't hitting the box right. I was like, what?
For real?
Yeah, and how old is he?
Oh, no, that's not true. That is that is not true. I think, I mean, everybody has something different to offer sexually or it's just different physically. You can't say that. Like, if you're with the same person, your mind does wonder a little bit. Like, I wonder what he smells like. I wonder, you know, what he's...
Hold on.
What?
Nah, you can suck each other's dick, but you ain't smelling that nigga. Fuck that. That's, I crossed that line right there.
Wait,
you ain't gonna be,
but you know what?
Each other's dick and shit. Nah, I'll give up my season for that one right there.
Nah, you can't smell him, man. You can't smell him.
Oh, gosh.
Hell no.
I'm a
scent
person.
He done bought me his cologne and shit, and I didn't know about that. Nah, I'm can't. I'm with shot. I flip-flop with that one.
Damn.
Yeah,
because
that's
kind of
too, that's too intimate, man.
That's too,
is it really?
Yeah, that's too intimate. That's like... That's too intimate. That's too personal.
I'm a scent,
you know,
person. Yeah, I am.
Trying to smell on somebody's neck. Like, nah.
I love scents, too. And
it's better than saying, I want to know what he tastes like. To me, that's a little bit too much. But, like, you know.
Nah.
His pheromones, no? No.
Smelling
and
tasting go hand
bad.
In hand, you know?
Right.
It's all bad.
We had this talk. I need to review my whole pack. Wow.
No
smelling allowed.
Damn.
What if you had like a week hall pass? And your man was like,
before.
All right, I'll take the week hall pass. I'm going to Costa Rica for a week. Is that okay?
I think that's cool.
That's cool. That's about right.
Out the country, no connection. That's all good.
Yeah.
Is that movie A Decent Proposal a hall pass? Does that count?
That's something different.
That's something different?
I don't know.
$1 million?
That
don't count.
Yeah, she over there mad because she can't smell the shit.
Yeah, I just want to see the smell.
What the hell? You do all that when you go on.
I mean, okay, maybe that might be enough.
But Jazz, you're not getting married, so I mean,
how you know that?
Is that a curse? You a curse on her?
You're marrying a groupie. We already know that. You don't have to fuck up my future.
No, you said you don't want
to. TVs and shit.
Didn't you say you didn't want to? Like.
No. When we were talking about marriage, I was just saying that it's another show. But I was just saying the commitment thing, it has taken on another meaning, and that was our discussion on commitment. But
I just thought
I'm
overall, like you were done with all of that. Like you were good with just, you know, doing what you do.
I am. I'm pretty good doing what I do. I mean, I don't never say never because everything I've said I never do, I've done. So, you know.
Oh.
Yeah. Pretty much.
I can't say the same thing. I'm glad for that.
Yeah.
I'm hetero, especially. So.
Yes, there's some things I will never do.
Is that somebody else?
Still no butt play.
Yes. Yo, so Shy, what's up with the Bills, man?
What's up with what now?
The Bills.
The Buffalo Bills or the Dollar
Bills?
Read them on.
The Buffalo Bills.
Man, I don't know, man. This isn't a sports show, man.
About the Bills. All right. Typical Giants, man. All right, go ahead.
Do we have a caller? Are you guys talking over the callers?
I heard a caller.
Hello?
Hey,
yo,
who's this?
This is Carter.
Yeah.
Hey,
yo,
Carter.
What's going on, y'all? I'm listening to the whole conversation And my question is to the fellas, really, is I know how you guys, you know, express yourselves about this passion and being in relationships and the one-on-one commitment and thing like that. But now if you had a female that had everything you wanted, but that was the one side of her, that little freaky side that she liked to endeavor in, would it be that the fear of possibly having another man that you gave that hallway pass to her for might please her better than you do?
No, not me.
No,
I'm not worried about that.
Yeah, I think it's the day after for me.
The day after, what's that? You talking about?
I mean, after the hall pass is over, you know what I mean? I'm not going to kiss her.
You're not gonna wait. You're not gonna kiss your wife after that?
You've been kissing other people.
But that was
listen,
like,
do you know how much nut your wife? And no disrespect, but do you know how much nut that your wife has possibly ingested?
Oh, man, I'm
out of
here. Man.
Come on, man.
Listen. I'm just being real with it. You know what I'm saying? Like, I mean, come on, you. This is your woman. She brushes her teeth. You know what I'm saying? Her mouth is still not going to be filled with semen. So, I mean.
Nope. I'm not doing it.
I don't know, man.
I ain't doing it. So, let me ask you this. So, listen. So the day after the hall pass is over, right, your lady went out there and did her thing, and then she right. Swallowed the nut, and she came home and brushed her teeth, right?
Mm-hmm.
Would you kiss her?
Yes, I would.
Oh, shit.
I think it's important you kiss her more than anything else that you do. If you don't kiss her, that's when you're going to lose her. You treat her like
you know what I'm saying?
What if she ain't brush her teeth real good, man? Like, you know, everybody has
teeth. Listen. She could go out there and tell you that she didn't give the guy any head and still gave him some head and come home and kiss you. So, I mean, what do you really want to do?
Yo, so sorry. The first thing you do is if you throw your dick in her mouth and you call it a day, and then you turn it up, out your mind, and you reclaim that snatch as yours, as his.
No, first thing I would do is put some Listerine in her mouth.
Okay, all right, guys. let's tie this up. So, you know, actually, thanks, Carter, because we really did lose Sha on that comment.
he said
he's out. He went to go brush his lady's teeth just now. But the reality, I mean, I think, listen, guys, Carter really does bring up an important point. We do have to take a look at our fears in relationships, you know, because really what is it about this person spending time or even thinking, fantasizing about another person that evokes maybe a potential insecurity in you. So it's just something to give some thought about. It's also important to understand what those limits are and what those limits truly mean to you, because if it is, you know, that they don't, you know, you can do up to this point but no more, you know, you want to reserve these special things to your relationship, and you also have to be willing to have those same limits for yourself or whatever limits your partner. Also, with hall passes, we see people say, you know, I don't want you doing X, Y, and Z. But that may not be the same restriction that you're from tonight's show. Couples and singles, at least give hall passes some thought, what those limitations would be for your partner and for you, and talk about it. Talk about what your partner, see where their head is at, and also do a scan of what's going on in your mind with respect to any fears or insecurities that you may have with your lover, your partner, fantasizing about someone else. So,
can I add one thing, though? Like,
absolutely.
Just because your partner wants a hall pass doesn't mean you have to ask for a hall pass, too. You know what I'm saying? Or test them to see if it goes well. If that's not what you want, don't worry about all that. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Just worry about, can you deal with that person doing that? It's not about it being fair and, well, I don't want to do it. You can't. It's not about all that. That's pretty immature. Just if that's what your partner wants, is that something that you would want to gift your partner with? Anything else is totally irrelevant. Also, people, if you really want that, do not say you don't want that. Just go and get it. And also, people, don't ask nobody that shit. Try to trick them like, see, I know you wouldn't fuck up with this. Like, don't do that. That's 22.
Don't do that.
And
respect their honesty.
Yeah, respect their honesty. Yeah. And make sure you, you know, and strap up. Be safe in anything. Be safe.
Mm-hmm.
More safe sex here. So strap up. There's a lot of green monkeys out there. A lot of green African monkeys out there. So make sure you strap up. You know what? We should have like a condom of the week on this show. Because today I seen these things. I think Lifestyle Skin. This is a S-K-Y-N. You know about?
I do.
I know about. So what's the review on Skin? Because I don't be knowing. Reform.
Well, you know, you got to find one that's comfortable for you. Some people are very happy with them. I myself am not. So keep trying until you find the perfect fit.
No. But Lifestyle Skin in particular, what's up with those? I heard that they're more flexible than the Durex, you know, the Avanti joints. Like Lifestyle Skin,
yes.
What's up with those?
Well, that's what I'm saying. They're not for me. So
okay.
Make
why not?
Yeah, and I don't
break it down.
Try them for yourself. I mean, I've heard mixed reviews. So
well, what have you
try
heard?
Them for yourself. This is what you said, that they have. Some people say they have a better fit. They feel more, and others just don't like them for one reason or another. They'll stick to Trojan that they're used to. I've heard that they can be uncomfortable too. They choke at the base. Okay, is that what you want to know?
Choke at the base. Okay. So you heard
find
it here
a good
from
fit.
The emo team that the Lifestyle Skin condoms apparently for some people they choke at the base.
You heard it right here.
You go over to, you know, Dwayne Reedy or wherever, you know, and they have all these different assortments and shit, you know what I'm saying? So you got to know what's up. Now, next week we're going to discuss the fire and ice condoms. So y'all tune in, and we're going to let y'all see. We already got, you know, a review of next week. Y'all tune in. And if you want to know about a condom that you want one of us to try, I'm going to try to try it just for y'all. I'm going to try it, okay? No, you just...
Fire and ice?
I'm going to try something.
Okay.
I'm going to try, you know, it's going to be like the Keep Vic Alive, you know, saying foundation and shit. But you can email us at theemotionpicture@gmail.com, and you let us know which prophylactic you'd like us to try. I won't try lambskin because I hear that can still kill me. But that's a whole other show.
I'm going to ask for some hall passes now that we're having this new segment.
Yeah. And then, you know, we have the online dating thing we're supposed to have done. I'm going to need, like, 6 or 7 whole passes for that, you know, and condoms.
Mm-hmm.
So definitely next week. Thanks for listening. Join us tomorrow, November 4th, Monday, at Fat Buddha, 21 Avenue A, between 13 and 14. We'll be there after work if you have a job, 7 p.m. to 12 p.m., DJ Chosun. DJ Ralph McDaniels, DJ Mike Lowe, it's going to be dope. We're going to be eating food,
yep.
Drinking, giving panties.
Giveaways,
to people.
Panties, yes.
Panties, piece of nail. it isn't like the anniversary of his passing. Isn't this around now? Did I make it up?
The anniversary of what? Say it again.
Of his passing? Is this this season? I believe.
You know, yeah. You are right. You are right.
I remember I had a death at the same time. So, yeah.
And I'm sure
he would appreciate this whole conversation as well as our new segment. What are you going to call it?
Abs. I don't know. We'll think of something. Choke at the base or something. I don't know. But, yes, come out and check us out. Tomorrow, also on Tuesday, we are, on Tuesday, doing a redefining sexuality workshop at a shelter also in Harlem. And next Saturday, I think it's next Saturday or next Friday, I'll be at the Bronx Museum and Saturday at the Sweet Spot. And we'll be back here on Sunday to tell you all about it. So thanks for listening. And are we out?
Yeah, let's come out with a song.
Okay, cool.
No.
Hey, Bobby Z, Valentine, Valentine, Squeeze, Blue Collar, you know the business. I don't wanna be a man, I know it ain't planned, but I wanna be a one night stand. I got you on my mind, shouting you're so fine.
First day I met you, the message in your eyes telling me to come and get you. The message in your eyes telling you to get with me. Wish I could stop the time, cause I'm liking what I see. The only question in my mind, really and what it be. How you think it would feel to spend a night with a G? Baby, fucking with me, that could change your whole life. Do whatever we want, we can do whatever we like. Well kept, well liked. Baby, it's so beautiful when I get you alone. Ain't no telling what I do to you. Over, over, over again for one night. She was my best friend, you know.
I don't wanna be a man, I know it ain't planned, but I wanna be a one night stand. I got you on my mind, shouting you're so fine.
The life, the money, the cars, the jewelry, the game, the ice. Take trips out of town and don't tell nobody. Long night, do it good, rubbing on your body. Turn around, get it in, let me get it closer. I know you like it when I take control and bend you over. When we together, ain't no telling what we into. I do the shit that the other nigga can't do. But right now, right here, I want you. And we can do it slow if you really want to. The night was shit, I'm playing, this shit was crazy. You and me, me and you, forever my lady, baby.
I don't wanna be a man, I know it ain't planned, but I wanna be a one night stand. I got you on my mind, shouting you're so fine.
Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and welcome to the Mile High Club. This is your host, Jet Setting Jasmine, and joining me is...
the one and only King Noir. What's going on, everybody? Thank you for tuning in with us again. We hope to bring you good conversation, sexy ideas, things that you could take home and use, and then hopefully name your children after us later on.
We do have a lot of babies, don't we? None together.
Yes, we do. But... none together, but I'm going to start claiming these people's babies on my taxes.
Yeah, we, I think we can account for four in a year.
That's not bad. That's putting in some serious work.
Yes.
None of these are between us, but also it's important to know we don't go to parties and like impregnate guests at parties or have Jazz get impregnated by guests at parties.
No, we
We inspire people to go. Would you ever be a surrogate? Like, let's say somebody was like, Would you carry this egg for me?
It would have to be like a really heart-wrenching story and someone that I love tremendously. But, okay. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I respect that. I've always been afraid to sell my sperm.
Yeah, I don't think I would sell my womb, but, you know.
I'm sorry. I was just thinking, like, yeah, you can make some money though. Like, eggs go for a grit nowadays. You know? But anyway, what is our topic for tonight?
Our topic tonight is tantalizing threesomes, and on this fantasy flight, we have room for one more. So we'll be discussing with our listeners tonight our experiences with threesomes, and also exploring some of the fantasies and fears that some of our clients have regarding the topic.
Very nice, very nice. Well, I hope you're going to share tonight, because the last few shows have been Adventures of King Noir, and there are some male listeners out there that I know really want to hear some of Jet Setting Jasmine's experiences.
I always share. Isn't that
you have like those three-word answers?
So, okay. Well, what do you want to know? What do you think they want to know? If you ask me, I'll tell.
Well, I mean, we'll start with the obvious first question is, have you ever had a threesome?
I have. Not very many, but you know, it's about quality, not quantity. So
absolutely.
Yes.
So when you say not very many, that means you've had more than one.
Yes.
Or have you? Okay.
Weird ear.
Okay. So please tell us about your most recent experience.
That might be too recent.
Hold on, I gotta dim my lights a little bit.
Okay, dim your lights a little bit.
All right, cool, reset.
Okay. Well, this experience was a little bit different than the first, and they both were myself and another woman and a man. And when I've ever thought of having a threesome, that's the way that I've always, you know, that was my fantasy. So
okay. The
most recent, what made it different was it started out with the other woman watching me and my partner do a lot of very interesting things. It was an amazing experience because he was just so hungry that night. I mean, it's like all he wanted to do was to please me orally, and which was perfectly okay with me, but what made it different about this experience, it was like the longest time ever. Like, I think, I don't know what album was playing, I can't really remember, but I think we may have listened to it like 3 times, so that's like almost 2 hours, close to. Yeah.
Wow. So he was down there for almost 2 hours. And what was the other lady doing? She was just in there watching.
She was. And you know, at some point I forgot where I was. I forgot. I mean, It was so, I know that this show is about threesomes, but the oral experience that I had was just like, I mean, it was elevating. As she was there, she was watching, and sometimes I remember that she was there, sometimes I didn't. He was like really good. I mean, I could tell that they were making eye contact, and he would angle my body in a way that she could see. And, you know, she was there the whole time and very much engaged. At least every time I looked over, she looked like she was very happy to be witnessing this. And it was really fun.
Was she also naked, or was she touching herself, or was she just, she was just sitting there with, like, popcorn?
No popcorn. She wasn't eating. I think she was sitting, her mouth was slightly, like, oh, my God, I can't believe this is happening, like, the first hour, I think. I don't know if she was touching herself or not. But anyways, back to the topic.
No, this is the topic. Did you guys ever engage as a group, or was it just she was there just watching?
Well, I'll continue. So from that point, I don't even know how it ended. I'm sure with me having like another orgasm on top of another one on top of another one, but at some point we were all three. It was fun. It was fun. We were talking. We were kind of like playing around. They were, you know, making jokes about me in a fun way. At some point, they had me tied up, I believe. And
you don't even remember if you were tied up.
It was so crazy. It was so awesome. I can't remember the order of things, how things happened. That's how great it was. But she was telling him at some point what to do to me, and that was a shock for me that it was so enjoyable, like hearing this woman tell him, you know, he would ask her questions like, do you think we should give her something to drink now? And she was like, no, I think she's fine. So it was fun, and we were laughing, but at the same time, he was, you know, he was taking cues from her. So then it led to her giving him oral sex, and I watched that for a little while, and then I couldn't help but to participate. I mean, this man had been working so hard for, like, 2 hours. The least I could do is help her please him. I felt obligated. But that was enjoyable, and at some point in us pleasing him, it led to she and I kissing, which was, it's still a very new experience for me, but it was enjoyable. It felt like the right thing to do. He seemed to be very happy with the visual, and then he, I'm trying to remember what happened. Goodness, it was so much going on. But I do remember, fast forward, he then had sex with her, and I watched, and that was really cool, too. And she was so patient in waiting her turn that it was only fair. So it was a good experience. But she and I, we never engaged sexually, so it was a different kind of threesome in that way. But nevertheless, I think we all fell asleep very, very happy people.
Yeah, that's like a real Three's Company Jack Ritter situation right there. That sounds nice.
Yeah.
So you said for you the fantasy of having a threesome always involved another female.
Yes.
Okay. Is there any particular reason for, like, have you ever been interested in females outside of a threesome, or is it only a shared experience that you want to deal with a female?
Yeah, it's definitely a shared experience. I'm not bisexual or a lesbian. I don't consider myself to be. I can appreciate, you know, I think women are beautiful. We are very sensual and sexy beings. I mean, I have no problem giving a woman a compliment or appreciating, you know, all that we have to offer. But I've never been in a relationship with a woman, and I don't desire that. But there is something, I don't know, I just think that there's something amazing with having these amazing beings in a sexual situation with what I am attracted to, which is a man. So, I think just from the nature of the type of work that we do and the things that I've been exposed to, I think of all of the different
possible scenarios, sexual scenarios, and the one that turns me on the most would be a man and two women. In other shows, if our listeners take a listen, I've watched two men and a woman in that swingers party that we hosted, and
yes.
That was I never had a desire to be in that situation ever, but seeing it live, I really never have a desire to be in that.
Anytime I think about that, I think of the it was Dave Chappelle stand up where he was like, two women and a guy is like all beautiful, but two guys and a girl, she looked like a chicken on a rotisserie.
Oh, yes. It's just so brutal, and it's not sensual to me. I wanted to, like, grab her and put a blanket and, like, hug her and just, like, you know, are you okay? Why did they do that to you? I mean, granted, she was fine, totally consenting, or you know, but it's just not it's not a turn off for me. In fact, it's a turn off. So, but my experience with threesomes have been great, and I would do it again. Definitely do it again. Yeah.
So, all you men out there, let your wives
know.
No. All right. Let's actually we have a bunch of questions tonight.
Okay, but before we go to the question, I think it's only fair if I ask, have you had a threesome? And if so, what variations of them have you had?
Yes, I had had threesomes before. I was actually for a brief time in a three-way relationship. With two women.
Okay.
Which was great. I really enjoyed it until one of them got a little bit psychotic.
Oh, yes.
So.
Psychosis is never good in any relationship.
Whether it's one, two, or 14.
Yes.
Psychosis is never good. But I've had threesomes. I've actually been a part of putting a woman on a rotisserie before as well.
Oh.
It was not...
You're one of those.
I mean, I was young. I was young. The first time I had ever engaged in any kind of... The first threesome I ever had was with two women, and it was my girlfriend in high school wanted to show her friend how to suck my dick.
Wow.
And ever since then, I've been like, that's where it is.
King, I'm such a late bloomer.
Everything in its time. I mean, I don't think I can say that I've ever had a threesome that I didn't enjoy.
Mm-hmm.
Which is good, because I've heard some serious horror stories out there.
Yes, so have I. I've been really worried about, I guess maybe that's why I am such a late bloomer, but I'm in a good space right now that I can, you know, if it doesn't feel right or I'm not comfortable, I can get myself out of the situation, which is probably was my fear prior to.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that actually does lead into our first question when it comes to horror stories. Ann Arbor, Michigan. It has always been my fantasy to have a threesome, but my girl is very jealous. How can I get her to do it?
Don't do it.
No. I definitely suggest to leave it as far alone as possible. You don't want to be that guy that pesters his woman about a threesome. You don't want to be that guy. Because then at a certain point, she's just going to think, you know, what you really just want is new pussy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you're with someone who's not into it, and ladies, this goes for you as well. If your man can't handle seeing you with a woman or with another man, whatever variation you prefer. You don't want to be that woman that's going to her man like, I really want to do this even though you don't.
Right.
You know, it's always about what we stress the most on this show is about being open and honest with your partner. You know, so if you brought it up to her or she's never brought it up before, just leave it alone. Just save yourself a world of pain.
I do. There's two things with that, though. I mean, if it's something that you're into, and I think it's important when people have fetishes or, you know, strong desires sexually, and they're with someone that doesn't share those, you know, I think that you should have a sit down, a one-on-one with yourself about, you know, how you feel, because I think a lot of times we suppress a lot of things that we really enjoy because our partner. So that's just one thing. And then the other thing is there's some things that you can do that are mild that, you know, I'm not going for the convincing or, you know, forcing anyone to do anything that they don't like, but start with conversations about it, not necessarily threesomes, but maybe just, you know, looking at other women on television and sharing a compliment and seeing, you know, how she reacts to that, and really exploring what's behind the jealousy. Because a lot of times, you know, people feel jealous. It has a lot to do with how they're feeling about themselves and not so much you or, you know, what's going to happen to your relationship type of thing. So just kind of exploring those feelings a little bit more, because jealousy in any facet, whether it's a threesome or, you know, you hanging out at the bar, can really be detrimental for a relationship.
Very true. Very true.
What else did you want?
Memphis, Tennessee. I want to make the most of a threesome when I have one. What are some good positions?
Oh.
What you spoke on a little bit. What was your favorite position in any threesome that you had? That's the fucking laugh right there.
Yeah, it is, because now this is, wow, favorite. I don't know that I've tried enough to give a favorite just yet. We'll do this in a
while. Well, body. I mean, you've experienced some, so think about it a little bit.
Okay.
Because I'm definitely interested.
There. Go ahead.
In a woman's perspective on positioning in a threesome.
I have two. I think I have two.
Okay.
Okay. There was there was one where I'm trying to explain it. I was laying flat, and she was on top of me, like missionary style. And he was behind her and was penetrating her from behind. And while I wasn't being penetrated at all, just her pelvis bone rubbing against me,
okay.
Like that felt really good. And then being able to see him, what he was doing to her, and I could see her face, his face. So it was kind of like a personal show. So that was, I liked that. And then the other thing that was kind of cool was she was giving him oral sex, and I was using a toy on her, even though it's not like a position, it was just, you know, something that we were doing. And I just found that to be, it was fun. And it was my way of pleasing her in a way that I'm comfortable, that I was comfortable with, because some things I wasn't going to do. And that allowed me to, like, engage and, you know, return the favor, I guess, in a way that I was comfortable. He was being pleased, and, yeah, so I like that.
And you?
Okay. I have two that I really like. One, I just think, for me personally, this was like one of the most amazing feelings I've ever had in my life. So I'm sitting in a chair, and one of the ladies was riding me, but I guess that's like, what, reverse? She's riding me reverse.
Okay, reverse. She's
yeah, but, you know, I'm sitting up, though.
Okay.
And she had her legs open. And then the other shorty was licking her clit and licking, like, the shaft of my dick and my balls all, like, in one beautiful
sweeping motion.
Tongue stroke. Like, that shit was fucking amazing.
Wow.
I enjoyed that a lot.
Sounds like it.
She was so into it, too, like, she was just extremely focused. She was very focused. And then the other one I would say is, I guess it's called double dipping. You know, like, they were both bent over,
mm-hmm.
and one was on top of the other one.
Mm-hmm.
So while I was inside one, I was fingering the other one, and then I was able to just switch it up.
So with that, I mean, while that sounds really, really good, I can see it. My issue with that would be the same thing with food and double dipping.
Oh, no, no, I can understand that. I can understand
that. Yeah.
But, I mean, we were all in a relationship at the time.
Okay,
and they were both bi.
Okay.
So they did all types of things with one another.
Okay.
It wasn't like your situation where they had a limit or anything. So.
Gotcha. So yeah, that.
Yeah, I wouldn't
would
suggest
work
doing that. I wouldn't suggest doing that with random strangers, just as I wouldn't suggest doing most of the things that we talk about on this show with random strangers. So.
Right.
You know, like for me, I wouldn't put my mouth on some woman that I just don't know, you know. So that's another thing with me with threesomes that I've been in. I've enjoyed them because I didn't have to hold back.
Mm-hmm.
So I digress. I'm still thinking about that tongue stroke thing.
I'm thinking about it too. Oh my.
I keep going to another place. The next question that we have for King and Jasmine, if you could have a threesome with any two people, I guess they mean like celebrities or something, because views is like, you know, Keisha from down the block, or nobody
knows. Yeah, like nobody
so,
knows her, right?
If you could have a threesome with any two people, who would it be, Jasmine?
Why do I have to go first all the time? Who is my...
What do you mean all the time?
My celebrity.
That's one of the first shows I get to read the question. Usually hide them, like, who wants to be a millionaire or some shit.
Any threesome with anyone. Well, you know my girl crush is Zoe Saldana.
Okay. Zoe can get it. She can get it.
Yeah. Like, I'd have no limits with her, I don't think.
Oh, shit.
I don't...
You find out you would just dive in. That's what's up. I like that.
I don't know. She's still being
We're
going
to have to find Zoe for you. We're going to have to get her to be on this show.
Stop, I'm blushing. I'm not ready yet. And then, who's my guy crush? Who's my guy celebrity crush? See, like, okay, so I'm thinking, like, Omar from The Wire. I don't even know his real name, but, like, I love his whole face and his whole steez, but I just don't see those two together. Because, like, with a threesome, I just feel like everybody has to compliment each other, and I just don't see him and her. So.
Well, Omar from The Wire was homosexual, so I don't think he would fit.
Don't say that. No, he wasn't.
On the show, he was. You don't know his real name, so it doesn't count. You're only speaking about fictional Omar.
No,
what's his real name?
I can't think of his real name. All right, so forget him. I don't know enough about him. That makes him like a double stranger. Oh, I don't know. This question I can't really answer.
Michael K. Williams is his name.
Oh, well, him. Yeah, Michael. Mike. Yeah, that guy.
Now you're calling by his nickname now.
But I can't really answer that question because I don't want the two of them at the same time.
Because you don't have like another guy question.
No, and I don't know that I want to share Zoe, so it might just be a different woman like altogether.
That would be nice. I would want to see that triangle. All right. For me, number one, Eva Mendes. I got to think for Eva Mendes.
Okay.
And the other woman, I can't even pronounce this woman's name, so I'm about to butcher her name. But it's Magdalene Echikunwoke. I think that's how you say it. I have no idea how to say this woman's last name. She was she's on that show House of Lies with Don Cheadle.
Okay.
She's bad. So I think, I mean, you know, you're so meticulous about wanting them to mix. In my mind, they mixed. They met way before, and they already have tasted one another, and they're just looking for me. In my fantasy.
In your fantasy.
In my fantasy, they've been looking for me for a long time. That's how it goes in my mind.
I don't see her, and because you don't know her name, how are we going to
I know
call
her name. I just told you her name. I just can't pronounce her last name.
All right. So.
But she's like half Nigerian and half, so she's beautiful. She's beautiful.
That's all right.
So yes, those two.
Oh, okay. I see her picture now. Okay, she has a little Zoe thing going on about her.
Oh, don't be trying to morph my fantasy shape into your fantasy shape. I don't want you trying to steal her from me since you're looking for another woman for your triangle. But
you'll be mad if I get her first. Megalyn, give me a call. Meg, Zoe, Mike, 909, Kiss Jazz, call me. That just became a foursome really quickly.
That's for a whole other show.
Yeah, that is. Well, I'll let everybody know how it goes with Meg, Zoe, and Mike and I.
We have one more question, actually.
Okay, well, we have like 30 seconds left, so go ahead, let's hear it.
Oh, man. Well, this is from a woman who wants to know why everyone thinks it's wrong for her to have two men. Answer that question in 30 seconds.
Actually, 10 seconds. Everyone is wrong. Go ahead and do whatever it is that you want to do. Just be safe while doing it and call us and tell us all about it. Nothing is wrong with whatever you fantasize about. As long as it has nothing to do with children or animals or anyone who's non-consenting. Fair enough?
Absolutely. Beautiful answer. Thank you very much for listening to the Mile High Club with the Jet Setting Jasmine and King Noir. This is a renaissance for the art of making love. Make sure to check out previous episodes and keep listening in for new ones. Come fly with us, y'all. Later.
Good night.